Let us pray. Loving and relational and inviting God, thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you, O God, that we could gather here this morning to be together in community as one, to receive. Open our ears, our hearts, and our minds this morning, and may the words from my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. For many of us, this has been such an emotional and tiring week, to say the least. In planning and preparation for this week and this worship service, honestly, has been very difficult and challenging. On one hand, we come and celebrate God's presence in our lives and celebrate all that we've accomplished with the bazaar, the community, being together, making a difference in our community, transforming lives. But yet again, another horrific tragedy. Many of us hearing the news last Sunday evening or Monday morning, that's when I had heard the news of the mass shooting in Las Vegas, in which 58 people died and close to 500 other folks were seriously injured, either by gunshot wound or being trampled upon when trying to flee the scene. Lives that have been altered, affected, even shattered. Children who lost their moms. Kids who lost their dads. Parents who are grieving over the death of their own child that were in attendance of that concert. And all of us asking why. Siblings, friends, and neighbors all grieving. But we find hope in the stories that we've all heard this past week. Friends and family being present for one another. Not necessarily speaking words of comfort, but simply being present for family and friends, neighbors, and even strangers. But at the same time, with this past week's headlines that include shootings not only in Las Vegas, but other parts of the world and the U.S., we also have in mind and have on our hearts countries and people that are experiencing devastation. Puerto Rico, Cuba, the Caribbean islands. Many of us, all of us, poured our hearts, all of our energy and time into this past week preparing for the bazaar. For many of us, it meant spending a number of days here at church, preparing food, attending more meetings, last-minute meetings and details, setting up and organizing parts of the Lee Activity Center and the social hall. Folks being here even as early as 5 a.m. to fire up the ovens yesterday. and staying around until after 8 p.m. to making sure that all areas of the church were cared for and cleaned up. So for many of us, it was an amazing experience to witness and to be a part of community, and how so many of us connected and reconnected with old friends and new friends. So knowing all this, we gather and come together. We bring our hearts, our minds, our spirit into worship this morning, wherever our heart may be. Whether it's heavy, whether it's we're so confused, or maybe we come with an attitude of celebration. We're so inspired after yesterday, which was so inspiring for me. We bring our thanksgiving to God this morning in worship, giving thanks to God for this community, and as we look around, giving thanks to God for each other. It's in these types of events, on whatever spectrum of emotion we're experiencing, whether it's a tragedy or whether it's celebration, it's in moments like these wonderful events that we begin to think more about who God is and who God is in our own personal lives. And also, it makes us ponder and think about, okay, now that we've experienced all this, God, what might you be saying to me? What might you be calling us to do next? I love the book of Ruth because it's a story about the daily life and struggle of common people. But it's also a story about people who need God. It's a story of how God responds, but also a story of how people respond to people in need. It's a story of two outcast women, Ruth, an immigrant in a new place, new land, hoping to lay some roots down. But in that context, she's really just trying to survive. And Naomi, an elderly widow who lost her two sons and her husbands who all died. Just to backtrack and to provide a little bit of context to Ruth, Naomi and her husband had moved to a far-off land from Bethlehem to Moab because there was famine. No food to eat, so they had to move. They had to adjust. Their two sons had married in Moab. And then all of a sudden, tragedy emerged and happened in their lives. To Naomi, her husband died. Then her two dear sons died. So she found herself all alone. No partner, no sons, no children, in an unfamiliar place, with very little chance of survival. But she was with two daughter-in-laws who were also grieving. And she told her two daughter-in-laws, "Go home. Go home. Go home to your own families who could help you and support you now that your husbands have passed. No need to stay with me." One daughter said, "Okay. Okay, I'll go," and returned to her family. The other daughter-in-law, Ruth, said, "No. Where you go, I'm going. Where you live, I'm going to live there. Your people will be my people." Then we fast forward to today's scripture passage in chapter 2. It's a scene that reveals the cultural context and struggle of people during that time, and that many people today struggle with. The struggle and challenges of finding food, finding bread, finding something to eat. Ruth then asks her mother-in-law permission to go look for food, to go to the fields and work, to find food for both of them in order just to survive. But know this, the cultural context of that time was that women really had no rights or privileges to even be there at all. But Ruth, she jumped in and began harvesting and gathering food. She was hungry. She wanted to survive. And then Boaz sees and discovers there's, who's this woman? Who's this woman on her feet gathering food? I don't know her. It's like discovering a complete stranger working for you. He then asks the others, who's that? Who is this? Then one of his people replied, that's Ruth. She's an immigrant. She's a widow, and she's been working all day without any rest and has come here with her mother-in-law, Naomi. She's chosen to be with her mother-in-law to help her to survive. But how did Boaz respond? I think that's something that we could look closely at. And perhaps there might be a word for us this morning. And like Jesus, he had compassion on her and said, I have a place here for you. You can work here. You can gather the harvest. Don't work in any other fields where you can be attacked. Don't go anywhere else but here. You're welcome to be here, to stay here, and to work. Friends, I believe that God is showing us that God provides new life through the people that we're surrounded with. Here in church, our family, our friends, our acquaintances. God provides care and comfort and new life through those we encounter and are in community with. We, as God's children, have an opportunity to act and respond as Boaz responded. To first see and recognize those who are in need, those who are oppressed, those who are on the margins, people who are often invisible to us, people that often go unnoticed. We have an opportunity to have compassion to those in need, extending even more generosity to those in our midst. And we have an opportunity to act and respond, to do more than sending our love and prayers, which is important, but to do what we've done here at the bazaar by offering our resources and gifts that make a difference, that truly make a difference, to extend God's grace and generosity to the people in our lives, those we may not even recognize, those we may not even know, but to extend this generosity and compassion to more people more often. One of the greatest gifts I have ever received was a photo album that Sarah, Jonah, and Emma had put together and given to me. It was a really sweet and caring photo album containing various pictures of us as a family and various moments and seasons within our lives. Pictures like our first Easter in Chicago, being away from Seattle. Pictures with our dear family and friends who have walked and journeyed with us through our challenging seasons in our lives. There were pictures of family reunions, pictures from our dear friends' weddings. But they also had given it to me the day I was leaving on a 2-week trip to the Holy Land. And it was the timing of the gift that made it so special too, because it was a reminder to me of God's presence and God's faithfulness in our lives. And I'm beginning to love pictures a lot more. They're so significant and meaningful. And people still give me a hard time about it, how I missed the bazaar on my my first year here. But it was such a joy to finally witness everything that had happened and occurred from bazaar week to the day of bazaar yesterday. But it reminded me, pictures reminded me that God is so loving and God is so relational. And it made me think, I wanted to capture a few moments from yesterday's bazaar and share a few of them with you as a source of reminder that God is so present, even in this time of tragedy and difficulty in our lives, that God is stirring up the pot here in this community at Blaine Memorial, that God is energizing and propelling us to do more, to do new and exciting ministries to those that are on the margins. So maybe we could put up these photos. I want to go through just a few of them. So this image is a picture of Jonah. He was surrounded. There were a few other kids that were there on Friday. For those who were able to make it, we give thanks to God for your time on Friday and throughout the week. But some of us were sitting at a table and were preparing all the activities for the kids zone. How many of you went to the kids zone yesterday? Anyone? Well, it was a wonderful time. I know Eunice was there, but it was a wonderful time from 11 to 2 where children and family and parents were able to gather and be together with friends, new and old, to participate in activities that were fun and engaging, and pointing them and directing them and reminding them that God is present and that God loved them. So Jonah and some other kids were cutting out some circles of the paper plates. So that was a wonderful picture from that day. A next slide. We give thanks to God for all the spam musubi that we enjoyed yesterday, but this is a picture of the folks that gathered early in the morning yesterday and their team. But if you look closely, you could see Kyle and Emmy Suzuki, but you could see Claire. But I think Alice was there on the end. But they are all working together, working spam musubi, even with the kids there, and the kids even getting in on the action of volunteering their time, reminding us that service and giving back starts at such a young age as well. Next slide. I had the joy of being a parking attendant yesterday. I loved it because it was a chance to greet folks as they were driving in and holding up a sign that said parking lot full and people saying, parking lot full. I see a parking space right there. What are you talking about? But this is just a wonderful example of Luann and her kids, Mika and Kai. And they said, what do you want? What do you want us to do? How can I help? And I said, would you mind parking outside on the street? Because we want to make sure that our first-time guests really have a spot to come here. And they said, yeah, that's no problem. We'd be happy to do that. So they were just a blessing, just a wonderful example of people's openness and flexibility and just care from yesterday. Okay, next slide. It's a picture of an old friend. I think I've learned that Bazaar is really about reconnecting and connecting with friends, new and old. Corey and I looked at each other and we said, did you go to Nelson Middle School? Didn't we have Mr. Okubo together in math? And we were like, yes, that's how we know each other. So it was a blessing to reconnect with someone that I haven't seen since high school. So it was wonderful seeing Corey and her and meeting her husband, Peter, and their six-month-old, Lucas. Next slide. So we all heard it yesterday. What were they saying? Get your Suno dog! Marching all around the campus. This was in... Yeah, that was in the kids' zone yesterday. Showing off a hot dog that was... I said, how old is that hot dog? And they were said, I think we made it around 10 a.m. I said, no thank you. No thanks. But just a blessing to see the youth and our young people here at the church actively engaged and participating in yesterday's bazaar. Next slide. It's a beautiful picture of Arlene, Shirley, and I think Anne, her daughter Anne Naganawa. And what I learned from this is that the bazaar is about families serving together. Amen? It's such a wonderful thing, even folks that you haven't seen in a while, but choose to come out to this event and to serve and say, Mom, I'll be there. I'll be there for this event. So it's such a wonderful blessing to be there with the Naganawa family. Next slide. And I've learned that the bazaar is really about a time of encouragement and inspiration towards one another. I was just so inspired to see Shig and Ray here yesterday. And many of us know that Shig has been under the weather and not feeling well. But he made it. He was there, just his presence alone. Just his presence alone of saying hello and his seeing his smile and greeting all the new folks was just such an inspiration. And then we have Harry and Evan Tang. And I said, what are you doing here? And for those that don't know, Harry's wife Dawn just had a baby. How long ago? 7 days ago. I said, what are you doing here? And he responded, I want to be here to support what we're doing. And plus, Don said I should go, so. No, but truly, he wanted to be here. And that's what community is all about, is coming together and supporting. Okay, next slide. We give thanks to God for all of our young people, the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts. It's a picture of Taylor and my mom. And we're just so proud of all the children lifting up their trays, going around, being attentive, setting the placemats, making a difference, encouraging all of us to participate and serve. Next slide. We give thanks to God for our leadership. And I know that we had mentioned something earlier today. But truly, this bazaar wouldn't have happened without our leaders, without Lisa, Pam, Ron, and all the individual chairs who drove their teams, twisted arms, lovingly encouraged folks to show up. But even in the midst of our stress, some of us were stressed yesterday with all the things happening, we found our moments of joy together in community, as we could see here with Lisa and her granddaughter, Hannah. Next slide. This was close to 8 p.m. in the evening, with Ron whipping out the hose, pouring water on the grills, where all the barbecue was taking place, barbecuing was taking place. And then we have Jonah walking up, just sitting and observing. Then beginning to ask Uncle Ron some questions. Why are you spraying water on the grills? Why is there so much smoke from spraying water? And I could see in Jonah's mind, he began to think and was processing, was looking at Ron and looking at me. You know what he did next? He walked over to the hose and he noticed that there wasn't enough slack in the hose. He walked over to the hose and just began to tug on it and pull on it, and he looked over at Ron and me. He goes, I hope this helps. You know, it's just moments like that that kind of summarize and reflect what the bazaar means, is that we all pitch in, we all help, no matter what season of life we're in, no matter how young, how old, how seasoned, no matter what our capabilities are, we all do what we can to pitch in. So in watching and looking at these wonderful images, I ask, what images come to your mind from this past week or from yesterday at the bazaar? What thoughts, what moments, what conversations, what prayers, what scripture has moved you to begin to ponder and think about how God is in your life? But not only that, what and how is God calling us to respond? This last image is a picture that shows the word courage. Perhaps that's a word for us today. That even though we may not feel we're capable, or there's so much pain and suffering in the world, confusion of what to do next, we pray and ask for God's courage to lead us, to guide us, to propel us even further to be light and love in the world. Let us pray. Thank you, O God, for this day, this hour, the beautiful moments that we've experienced this week in preparation for the bazaar and for yesterday. O God, we return thanks to you. You are the source of our life, God. Thank you, O God, for your constant invitation to move and to partner with you in life. Oh God, we ask that you lead us, guide us, direct us. Help us, O God, to recognize and see those in our community here at church, those in our neighborhoods. Help us, O God, to extend compassion. Help us, O God, to love. Help us, O God, to respond to the many needs in our community. We offer up this time to you, O God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.